Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You pull up to a four-way stop, and the light is red. No big deal. You take the opportunity to change the radio station, pick a poppy seed out of your teeth from your morning bagel, and wait. And wait. And wait. You've been here through half a song already. Oh, no. You realize the light is stuck on red. Can you just go through it? Should you turn right, even though left is really the way that you need to go? Oh, there are cars behind you. Can they rat you out, or will they go along with your law-breaking ways? Most importantly, what is the safe move? And is it the same as the legal move? Okay, if the traffic lights at the intersection are working properly in the other direction, and cross-traffic is still flowing in front of you, then the electromagnetic sensors embedded in the pavement most likely haven't recognized your car at the light. Those sensors often extend back a bit to detect when multiple cars are waiting. So if you're the only car at the light, that could be the issue. Usually you can see the lines in the pavement where the sensors are located. Maybe you need to pull forward a bit to hit them. Or if they're underneath your car and you have the space to do so, try backing up and then drive forward over the sensors again. Engineers say it's worth a try at least. If that doesn't work and you decide you've waited long enough and you're sure there aren't any oncoming vehicles, you can chance it and run the red light. But be aware, if you decide to do this, you can be pulled over and cited by an officer. If that happens, your best chance is to explain what happened. The officer may check out the light themselves and see that you're correct. Or they may deem you impatient and write up that ticket anyway. However, if cross-traffic isn't flowing either, both lights are probably malfunctioning. In this case, it's more likely that the lights would be flashing or completely dark, not just stuck on red. At any rate, if all traffic is stopped, you should treat the light as a four-way stop sign. But what if you're on a two-wheeled vehicle? Motorcycles and mopeds run across this problem far more often, as sensors are usually set to detect four-wheeled vehicles that weigh at least 2 tons. You've got a couple of choices here. You can look for the loops embedded in the road and roll back and forth over them to try to trigger the light sensor. Or you can sit and hope that a heavier, easier-to-detect car comes up behind you and does it. Those loops are electromagnetic, so strapping a powerful magnet to the underside of your motorcycle might help trip those sensors. Maybe. Of course, if you find it's the same light that's getting you stuck every time you ride to work, it might be best to find another route with stoplights that are less persnickety. In any case, keep your eyes peeled and be careful out there. Today's episode is based on the article, If the Light is Stuck on Red, Are You Stuck Too? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Kristen Hall Geisler. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.